Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful that you're here today for our second Me Pray For You, or I Will Pray For You episode of the Pray Every Day show. We're going to be trying to do this the first Sunday of every month. So if you're interested in having yourself prayed for, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record your message. And I was really humbled this month by the variety and the beauty of some of these requests, and how your hearts are so toward other people really blesses me. In light of that, I want to read for a part of the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, as a way to kind of start us off today. As I was praying about it, I felt like this is what I was supposed to read. So I think someone out there in the Pray Every Day audience really, really needs to hear this. This is what it says. This is in the NLT. One day, as he saw the crowds gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. All right. So thank you so much for listening to that. And I do pray, maybe some of you listening have been walking through persecution and have experienced that. And so I just am so appreciative of Jesus's words in times like that. The other thing I was thinking about was something I've told someone recently. In counseling them, was that they were experiencing the pain of someone else's sin. And I said, yes, that is very hard. But in that place of experiencing pain from someone else's sin, we have this camaraderie with Jesus like we've never had before. And so just remember that when you are in that place, you can go to Jesus because he really, really understands what it's like. He knows what it's like to suffer for someone else's sin. And when I have had that in my own life, I felt this deep kinship and this deeper relationship with Jesus as if we were suffering alongside one another. And so I hope that encourages you today. All right, so I'll start bringing up these prayer requests, and I will pray for them after each one is spoken. And again, you can record your own at marydemuth.com. That's DEMUTH.com/pray. So thanks in advance for doing that.
Good morning, Mary. My name is Cynthia. I live in Arvada, Colorado, near Denver, and I so appreciate your offer to pray. I would request prayer for my unsaved husband and two adult sons. Jeff is my husband's name, adult sons Chris and Jeremy. They know of Jesus, but they have not been born again. So that's one of my main burdens, is their salvation, and also that I would be able to just relinquish my sense of regret in life and a sense that my life has been futile. I struggle with that so much. I'm not retirement age and have, I guess, more time to think. But anyway, I would just appreciate your prayers that I can just relinquish that at the foot of the cross and have God's guidance for the future during my retirement years to achieve his purposes and honor him. Thank you so much, Mary. You are a joy. Appreciate it. Bye.
Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for Cynthia's heart and her honesty and her willingness just to share her her struggles with all of us here at Pray Every Day. And Lord, I do pray for her husband Jeff and her sons Chris and Jeremy, and I pray that you would woo them back to yourself. I thank you so much that it's not her job to save them, but it is yours. And that she loves them so much, but that you love them far more. And so for her and for all of us who pray for those who are far from Christ, we pray, Lord, have mercy. We pray for prodigal son returns. We pray for the time of life to kill that fatted calf and celebrate a return. Lord, it's a difficult thing to pray, to say whatever it takes, Lord. That's difficult, especially when it's the people you love so much. But I have found that I find you in my broken places. And so if it's necessary to bring some brokenness to Jeff and Chris and Jeremy in a way that would woo them toward you, I pray for that, Lord. And I pray that for other people who are listening today and they're, if they're far from God, that you would bring them and woo them to you through their brokenness. And Lord, I pray for Cynthia and her purpose and the feelings of futility and regret. And I so much understand that. And Father, for all of us and for Cynthia in particular, I pray that you would remind us that the old has gone, the new has come, that every day is a fresh start, that we are forgiven afresh, and that there is purpose in our life. And it doesn't have to be big and splashy and newsworthy, but it's those daily long obediences in that same direction. And so, Lord, give her the strength and the power and the ability to say yes to you, to obey you today, and to hear your words sung over her, well done, good and faithful servant.
Heavenly Father, I'd like to lift up all the teachers across the country, those that are teaching virtually, those that are teaching in person or doing a mix of two. Please wrap your arms around them and give them your strength to get through this. And prayers for the parents that they do understand the teachers are doing their best. I also want to lift up our country. It is a mess, Lord. Please fix this country. I also would like to lift up and pray for a vaccine. I pray that there's a safe vaccine created soon so that we can return to school in person and that we can start new lives, not going back to normal, but a new life and a new path that you have for us. I lift up my family and my friends and their families. And just thank you for continuing to watch over us. And I praise you in Jesus' name. Thank you for being our source. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I echo the prayer that was prayed by this unknown person, and it's just so sweet and full of you, Lord, and so I echo them. I do pray for those who are on the front lines of this virus, particularly healthcare workers and first responders, and I pray that you would have mercy on them. I do lift up teachers and educators and college professors and those who make a living by helping others, and I pray, Father, that, boy, this is a difficult time and there's so much stress and we just need you, Lord. And I pray that all this time of pandemic and stress would be a time where instead of turning on each other, we would turn to you. I do pray for those same things about the nation that I live in and also the nations of this world who are breaking under the weight of such a difficult pandemic. And I pray fervently, Lord, that this would be the beginning and a seedbed of revival across the whole wide world. Lord, help the church rise up and be the church to serve, to be you to this world, your hands and your feet. Lord, I do also pray for breakthrough in eradicating this disease through a vaccine. And Lord, I pray for safety. I pray for equitable distribution of that. I pray that this that we would solve this, Lord, and we acknowledge that it all comes from you. And Lord, for all of us who are weary during this time of pandemic and just this constant kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but just kind of like when another bad thing happens, we just kind of shrug our shoulders and become numb and like, yep, that's going to happen. So Lord, we're walking through trauma right now. And so we really need your presence in the midst of that trauma. I thank you and praise you that you are hearing this prayer right now and that you are lifting burdens of those I'm praying for, including my own, Lord. I'm carrying a heavy one as well. So Lord, please carry our burdens and help us to love those who are broken, and particularly help us to love those who have different opinions from us, because that's kind of the crux of Christianity, is to love folks. So help us to do that today. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hi, Mary DeMuth. My name is Kara Ann Teresi. I'm 33 and from Tampa, Florida. I'm honored to be sharing with you my prayer request for healing for my dad, Sam Teresi. Thanks for your prayers. Dad at 63 was diagnosed with a life-threatening rare blood disorder called amyloidosis in July 2019. The diagnosis came after 8 months of Dad having multiple symptoms, being misdiagnosed while undergoing various procedures. December 6th, exactly a year ago to that date, I was preparing to fly to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota with Dad as his caregiver. He was stage 2 and 4 months behind in chemo. He began chemo and came back to Florida to continue treatment. He was hospitalized December 21st to January 11th, 22 days, a majority of this in the ICU, battling for his life, including on Christmas. So many people prayed, and he miraculously survived. Praise the Lord. He spent 13 days then in rehab and continued chemo end of January. He was hospitalized again in February for 3 days and in stage 3B renal kidney failure. Dad has skeletal involvement and had various procedures for pain. He finished 8 months of chemo in July. He has neuropathy in his feet and takes Tylenol daily and uses a walker. His doctor shared recently that his labs trended up and that cancer may be the cause. He suggested chemo again. We are believing God has the best treatment plan for Dad. Dad's dream is a white Christmas spent with family in Yosemite Valley National Park, staying at the Yosemite Valley Lodge instead of the hospital ICU like a year ago. The opportunity for Dad to see God's majesty on display in this land full of winter and wonder will be so healing. My brother Sam lives in California and flew home to Florida last December to support my mom, Lynn, as she worked in HR at a store an hour away from home to provide for the needed insurance for Dad's medical care, as he's been unemployed since the illness. God's providence has us waiting for Dad's dream to come true this Christmas. In a time of celebration of life, it will be, and our prayer is that it will not be our last. We trust God with Dad's illness and his unknown time with us. Mom lost her job in July and has been unemployed since. We're hopeful she'll get another job. Times are tough with medical bills coming in. We're believing God will provide all our needs in this trying time by faith in his son who makes dreams come true down to our very last one. Mary, your prayers at the end of your emails with my name written in it really lifted me up last December and all year. I too have a story like yours of childhood sexual abuse, and God is restoring my heart and all the many shattered pieces. Your book, We Too, has been an inspiration, and I'm so grateful. Jesus is writing our stories one prayer at a time. With Jesus' care, love your new friend, Kara Ann Teresi. God bless you.
Jesus, thank you so much for the opportunity to pray for Kara Ann and her father, Sam, and his blood disorder and just this long saga that this family has walked through this year in 2020. And Lord, I pray for her. I pray for him. I pray for his dream of being in Yosemite. And I pray for health. And I thank you for what you have done in his life already and that he is resting in that. Lord, for all of those who are listening today who are struggling with their health, I pray for mercy. And Lord, particularly for this family, would you just have mercy upon them and help them to experience each other in a way that's really sweet this season, this Thanksgiving and Christmas. Lord, you are so good, and you do bear the burdens that we carry, as I just prayed before. And so, Lord, carry this family, hold them closely, help them to know that you have our times in your hands. And you know the moment of our first breath, and you know the moment of our last breath, and that you are sovereign and hold all things together. And Lord, sometimes we don't understand why people get sick and why things people suffer, but we can understand that you know what that's like. You did suffer when you were here on this earth. And this is a particularly beautiful time of year during Christmas where we are seeing your advent, this idea of Emmanuel, God with us, the great empathetic Savior who understands our weaknesses, was tempted in every way except without sin. And so, Lord, help us to cling to you when things are unsteady beneath our feet, when health crises come, when diagnoses hit us, when we are worried about the future. So, Lord, I lift this family up to you. I pray for peace. I pray for that deep shalom that comes only from you. And I pray your mercy upon them, Lord. Be as near as their breath, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Renee from Virginia. And Mary, I would so appreciate if you would pray for my son. He's just struggling to find his way in life and just praying that God will show him his passion and his calling and that he will guide him back to school, Lord, and just guide his every step as to career. And thank you so much. God bless you.
Lord Jesus, what a privilege it is to pray for moms and kids. And as a mom and as a kid, I really understand this. And so, Lord, I pray for Renee, and I thank you for her heart, for her son, and I thank you for loving her through this time where she's trying to help him figure out what he wants out of life. And Lord, there's many kids in their late teens, early 20s, mid-20s, late 20s, who are battling this as well. So for Renee's son, I pray for direction. I pray he would turn his heart and his life and his mind to you, that he would become a man of prayer, a man after your own heart, and you would clearly show him that he has a purpose in this life and place in front of him the works that he is supposed to do. You say that you do that, that you have prepared beforehand the works that we are to do. We just have to walk in that. And I pray that Renee's son would begin to do that, Lord. Revolutionize his life. Bring him to a place of affection for you and surrender to you in a new, deep way. Lord, we know that everything seems to settle down a bit once we find our purpose. And so I pray for him, and I pray for all those kids out there suffering and struggling to figure out, why am I here on this earth? And Lord, we know it's because of you. You've created us to do a unique thing in this world. So please unpack that for him, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Marcy from Pennsylvania. I'd like prayer for my marriage. My husband and I are separated right now, so we have some issues to work through with his lying and with me and making my kids an idol. We are a step family, so we definitely need prayer in this area. I need wisdom. I'm praying for truth in my husband, truth in me, truth in our relationship, and just also praying for help in recognizing my own patterns of responses and reactions that are not Christ-like or healthy. Thank you so much.
Lord, I lift up this family in Pennsylvania to you, and I do pray for light to come into the darkness. I pray for truth to prevail over false narratives and lies. Lord, I pray that you would shed your holy light upon this family. And as they begin to experience this light, they would begin to see you. Lord, thank you that it seems like everyone in this family is examining their own hearts. And I thank you so much that not only are we called to do that, but that you do that. You examine us to see if we have hurtful ways within us. You see where we need to walk in that sanctification journey. And so I pray this for the entire family, that everyone would begin to look to themselves instead of trying to pull the log out of each other's eyes, that you would help them with the splinters. The splinters in other people's, and help pull out the logs that are in our own. Lord, I know for me, it's very easy for me to judge splinters than look at my own log. And so, Lord, I pray that for this family, that they would not be splinter people, but log people. He would pull those logs out through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray for families around the nation right now, and marriages around the nation and around the world, who are experiencing just an undue amount of stress. And if there were issues prior to the pandemic, there are more now and they are heightened. Lord, we need your grace. We need your understanding and wisdom like never before. We acknowledge that we don't always do relationships well. We acknowledge that there are things that we could repent of that we have just pretended were no big deal. We ask for that holy light to turn on us and show us where we could become people and children of light in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Lord, I pray for those marriages that are stumbling toward divorce. I pray for those people who are in domestic violence situations. I pray for freedom and I pray for safety. And Lord, I pray that the church would become a safe haven for those who are in pain or who are hurting. And I know that you are glorified in the midst of our relationships. And so I pray for that today, no matter what relationships we find ourselves in. I also lift up single people to you who are struggling and just want to know, when will that person come? When will I have that opportunity to be married? And so, Lord, I do certainly pray that you would send someone who loves you to my friend listening today. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, just wanted to say that, could you pray a Our Father and a Hail Mary?
I'm going to jump out of this just for a little bit and let you know that I corresponded with Jackson and his mom, Heather, about this, is in that, since I am not Catholic, I don't feel comfortable or like I would do it justice to pray a Hail Mary. So he came up with his own solution that he or his mom would pray that after I prayed the Lord's Prayer. So we came up with a sweet compromise. But I just want to thank Jackson for his heart. He's an avid listener of Pray Every Day, and he's an encouragement to me. So thank you, Jackson. And I'm gonna pray this and say this in the King James Version because that sounds the most reverent to me. So here we go. This is from Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Hi, Mary. I pray that you get this message. It's Dean Buxton here from South Africa. I just want to tell you what an inspiration you are to my wife and myself, and how we're so blessed to have found your podcast. And I have mentioned before, you've actually revolutionized our entire walk through the Bible. Just listening to you every day, and sometimes, unfortunately, we don't get to hear you every day, but it's so lovely just to pick up where we did listen up to, and then obviously to carry on and continue the scriptures. But it's so, to me, it's a blessing. And I just thank you, and I'm sure that every single person that listens to your voice, it's so soothing, it's so compassionate, so loving, you're so kind. I'd be honored and blessed, or we'd be honored and blessed to meet you one day in person. And I can't begin to tell you how thankful we are in South Africa. I have spread your podcast link to many friends and to obviously many, many Christian friends who are saved and unsaved. And a few of them have come back and said, well, what an inspiration you are to them as well. But from our side, I just want to say, Mary, you're a blessing. And I just want to thank God for bringing people like yourself into our lives, into every single Christian's home, and into their soul. I just pray for blessings of love, health, happiness, and also the continue the motivation and the power and the passion that you have throughout Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, my friend. God bless you. Have a super day.
Lord Jesus, I'm so humbled and grateful that Pray Every Day has really become what I prayed for, and super kind of broken in a good way about it. Lord, when I started this, there was a lot of There's so much spiritual opposition that I experienced at the onset of this podcast, and my heart has always been that this would reach the ends of the earth. And it has. And I've had the privilege of going to South Africa, and I pray for the privilege again someday in the future so that I can meet Dean and his wife. Thank you for their kind words and their compassion for others. And thank you that this little podcast is hanging out at the very southern tip of Africa. So we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And Lord, thank you for the privilege of prayer, the privilege it is to come to you, that we can be broken, we can be full of ourselves, we can be in a conundrum, but at any moment, in any timing, we can come to you with prayer. We can confess our sins, and you are so sweet to forgive those sins. We can be made new right now in this moment. Some people listening today have not yet made a decision to follow you, Jesus, but this could be the hour right now as I'm praying to just surrender. And it's not just a formula. It's not just, say, this trick prayer. It's a wholehearted, complete and utter surrender, saying, I cannot do this life on my own, Jesus, but you can. I cannot figure out my health struggle, but you can. I cannot figure out this relationship, but you can give me strength to love this person that's hard to love. I cannot seem to figure out how to order my day, but you can give me purpose. I cannot see the point of me on this earth. Many people are experiencing that this year, but you have given us a purpose. And so, Lord Jesus, you are the solution. You are not just a solution, though. You are the King who sits on the throne. You are the Lord of all. You are the God of creation. You are the one who lifts our head. You're our glory. You're our strength. You're the power that we need when we can't go on. You're the song that we sing in an empty room. You're the one who is with us if we die alone. You are the one who makes something beautiful out of something ugly. And so, Lord, we choose right now at the end of this particular episode of Pray Every Day to resurrender to you, to get on our knees and to worship you, to revere you, to say, we've made a mess of things. Would you take this mess and do something with it, please? Would you take our heartache and please salve those wounds? Would you take the confusion that we're walking through right now, and would you give us hope and purpose? I pray particularly for those who want to end their lives, and I even this week have experienced someone contacting me about that, and just the sheer terror I feel when I get those kinds of messages, like, I can't fix them, Lord. But you can give people purpose. You can help them to see that they have an important part to play in your kingdom. In fact, those who seem to be less showy, those who seem to be less important or less noted, those who are less noticed are actually the builders of your kingdom. You don't take superstars to build your kingdom, Lord. You take the unnoticed, the broken, the outcast, the one who stands along the side of the wall. You take those folks and you use them to shame the wise, because your wisdom is so much more powerful. And I think you understand the human heart. I know my own propensity for pride, Lord, and I just ask again for your forgiveness of that. It's ugly and it's wrong. Please forgive me. And Lord, I thank you that you're not out there looking for the superstar. You're looking for the humble. And Lord, you will lift up the humble in due time. And so I pray for that today. And I thank you for, again, as I just prayed before, this is a privilege, a holy privilege to have a relationship with you and to pray to you. We love you and we thank you for all that you've done. We can be made new and clean today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to this 30-minute longer episode of Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and I also pray for your concerns. If you would love to be prayed for like this, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray, and that will give you up to about 5 minutes to record your prayer requests, and I will tackle the next group in January, the first Sunday of January. So thank you. If this has encouraged you, I would encourage you to hand it off to somebody else that really needs to hear these kinds of prayers today. I'm not honestly, truly hear my heart here. I'm not about building an empire here. But my heart is that those who are lonely in this world, those who feel like no one out there is praying for them, those who feel abandoned, that's why I did this prayer, this podcast with prayer every day, because I just don't want people to have to go through life alone like that. So please send this off to someone who may be experiencing those kinds of feelings. And just a reminder, I do have a free ebook that takes you through spiritual warfare for 31 days. If you feel like you've encountered that in 2020, I think about 100% of us have. You can go to marydemuth.com/prevail, P-R-E-V-A-I-L, and that is an absolutely free ebook for you as a thank you for being a Pray Every Day listener. So thanks so much, and I hope you have an amazing day and an amazing Christmas and Advent season.